how would you describe your relationship with the band Phish, and I guess how did your relationship with the band Phish begin?
Well, Brian, I'll tell you, the first thing that I remember about Phish was they recorded a song that I wrote, Beauty of My Dreams, and they put it on a live record. And so evidently they were fans, you know. Of course, I'm older than they are, and I guess it's a natural thing, just like I listened to Bill Monroe and was a great fan, you know, and he never knew who I was, you know, until in the later years, you know. But those guys were younger, and they were, I found out the drum player, the guy that plays the drum in that band, also, he printed in a drum magazine one time that one of his early big influences was me. And it's funny because I didn't have a drum, and I never had a drum in my band, you know. But he said he played along with my records. And so, getting back to the song they recorded that I wrote, after they recorded that song, they wanted me to come up to bring my band and come up to their festival up there in New York. And so, you know, it was just another date, and I didn't know what to expect because I knew it wasn't going to be a bluegrass festival, you know. So we went up there, and I met them all, you know, and Trey, the guitar player, lead singer, he told me, he said, what can we play together? And I said, now we'll do Beauty of My Dreams because we do it on our shows all the time, you know. And I said, man, I don't know what else we could do. And he said, do you know Blue and Lonesome? And I said, are you talking about the old bluegrass song that Bill Monroe and Hank Williams wrote and recorded? And he said, yeah. And I said, you know that song? And he said, yeah, I know that song. And I said, well, I used to have to sing it with Bill just about every day. I said, we can do that if you want to. What part do you want me to sing? He said, you do the Bill Monroe tenor part, and I'll do the lead, you know. So we just took right off on that, and I found out then that those guys, they, you know, they studied their bluegrass. They knew the roots of it. They knew the beginning, and followed it all through the years. But a lot of the jam bands did. They knew who the bluegrass figures and singers were, you know, the ones that paved the way. They knew that. And it's just that they're playing music their own way. You know, they might be playing it acoustic, or they might be plugged in, but they're still playing it kind of their own way, you know.